hard work that I put into it definitely has prepared me for this moment, and I just feel like it's exactly where I needed to be. Hi, this is Kinsey Rose, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and excited to have online one of America's favorite personalities and stars of this season's monster hit, The Voice. She is an Illinois resident tonight as well, the one and only Kinsey Rose. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thanks. It's great to be here.
It's great to have you. Wow. So it's season 21, and you have all the judges wanting you, supporting you. You're on Team Kelly Clarkson right now, and I think you'd be a contender in any seasons. Obviously, you've followed the show for many years and been a supporter of it. Do you feel like this group of judges this year has maybe a little more country consideration or gives you a better chance to win, or maybe they just get you better?
I feel like they definitely get me. I mean, over the last battle, if you've seen it, I was totally shocked when all the coaches were giving me a chance to be on their team. I couldn't believe it, because in the past, female country contestants haven't gone very far. And I just thought it was so cool to be acknowledged by all four coaches, Ariana and John, and of course Blake and Kelly Clarkson. So it was a very cool moment for me, and I'm very honored that they all took an interest.
Well, what kind of confidence does that give you? Of course, you have all the confidence of the fans and so many great shows and a lot of positive feedback, but these are superstars, right? And for them to be, loving and appreciating what you're doing has got to say, like, hey, you know what? I'm on the right track.
It for sure does. Anytime that someone in the industry kind of gives you a pat on the back, it really makes you feel good. And of course, like, anytime a fan or, a friend is like, I love your music, that means so much to me. But having someone like Ariana, who I didn't expect for her to actually want me just because we're so different, that was really cool for me to have, like, people of that level acknowledge and say, like, Kinsey, you're good. We love your voice. That's a really, really neat moment for me.
Yeah, well, good music is good music, right? Regardless. And music has been a driving force in your passion your whole and absolute entire life. And you've been the one pushing for success and for your fans. But how cool is it now to hit that great stride, be on national television now at this point in your career, like, knowing what you know, having maybe that, I guess, better perspective on what exactly you want out of things right now?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely have a different perspective. Had I been maybe 20 or when I had just moved to Nashville and be on the show then, like, I feel like I've definitely have paid my dues. No offense to any of the others on the show. We're all at different points in our life, but I personally have had lots of struggles, and I've not given up on making music and chasing this dream. I've done everything I can in my own power to to survive in the music industry. So knowing what I know now and being on the show has just been a really good experience for me. And I feel like it's all of the hard work that I put into it definitely has prepared me for this moment. And I just feel like it's exactly where I needed to be.
Well, the judges are pulling for you in a bunch of different ways. People from around the country, cities raised in Louisville, spent a lot of time in Cincinnati. Now you're based in Nashville. And now, because of the show and just the popularity of it, I'm sure you're getting calls or messages or input from fans from around the world. So, and of course, Chicagoland area, and certainly a little south as well. So, like, what has been sort of the strangest kind of fan interaction? Anything that surprised you? Something from maybe halfway around the world, or maybe somebody famous? What's it been?
Yeah, well, before The Voice, I've been traveling around the world for several years, 7 or 8 years. I've been going over to Europe to play. I played in France, Norway, Denmark, the UK, and I have a lot of friends and supporters over that way. So they're really, really excited. They're actually, some of them are a little upset because they can't watch all of the show. They can't see exactly what happens because they're in a different country. So they're all messaging me like, what's going on? Like, keep us updated. So I'm a little overwhelmed at trying to keep everybody updated. And then I've gotten some support from countries, a couple of them I was just not very familiar with. I was like, wow, that's so cool. Somebody's listening to me all the way over there. I can't even say the name of it.
It's like Bulgaria. I didn't know you cared.
Yeah, it's so neat. It's so cool to see how, like, music is just a universal language. So it's really neat when someone will message me and say, I love your voice, when they're from a different country. Maybe even they speak a different language. But that's really cool for me. I'm happy that I'm able to connect with people from all around the world.
Well, live music is back. You mentioned it's a universal language that everybody loves. And for the fans of live music, and of course for what you're doing, Cadillac Jacks is going to be absolutely electric tonight with El Bandido Yankees. So talk a little bit about that. You know, TV is one thing. It's a whole different thing, right? But you have made your career and your fan base performing live. Talk a little bit about getting back to that and that live connection with fans.
I love live connection with fans. And, you know, last year was really hard. I know not just for me, but for a lot of people in the entertainment industry, because we did lose that live connection with the fans. And now when I am playing in front of people, it's something that I definitely don't take for granted anymore, and I really feel like I have a stronger appreciation for when people come out to hear live music, because, I mean, that's why I do what I do, is to play for people, and without them showing up, I wouldn't have a job. So it's being back and playing for crowds is really exciting, and having that energy. Tonight at Cadillac Jack's, I just checked in, and we're getting ready to have a sound check here in a little bit, and it's just exciting to the pre-show, all of those little things that go on behind the scenes. I've missed it, and I'm really excited to get back into that again.
It's going to be fun. Anytime you're playing, it's going to be a fun time for the fans. Cadillac Jack's, though, is one of those destinations that brings people in, and there is going to be a lot of excitement there. And, of course, we've got our good friends at El Bandido Yankee as part of it as well. So talk a little bit about what people are going to see tonight. You know, they see you on television. You're obviously singing those songs for the show. There's going to be a certain amount of fans that are just going to be seeing either new or different things from you. What can they expect?
Yeah, well, actually, tonight's going to be exciting because we have a full band. There's going to be a fiddle player, a steel player, and I'm super excited. They're all headed from Nashville. We're kind of all driving separate today because everyone had to get back at different times tomorrow, but they're in for a full show tonight. I'll be singing a couple of songs that probably you might hear on The Voice that I've already played, so that'll be exciting to play that on a stage tonight from, you know, NBC to Cadillac Jack's. And I'll be playing some original music and some of my favorite classic country songs, like I add some Don Williams, Johnny Cash, Tammy Wynette, Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis. I try to throw in some of my favorite traditional country artists and then mix it in with a little modern. And of course, being an artist and a songwriter, I definitely try to play as many original songs as I can. But we do play for quite a long time. So, you know, 4 hours of original music is a lot. So I want to give people some stuff that they want to hear and that are familiar.
That is
awesome.
Try to
make everybody happy.
Oh, they are in store for a great evening. And, of course, for the people that see you in person at Cadillac Jack's tonight, that is great for them. For those people that want to follow your adventures, of course, they'll be watching on NBC on The Voice. But for social media and for a website and, you know, additional dates, where can they go?
Oh, they can go to KenzieRose.com. You can just type Kenzie Rose on any of the Instagram, Facebook, and I'm pretty sure I'll pop up. I should be the first one because I am under Kenzie Rose only. So
yeah, oh my gosh, it's going to be great. Well, when Kenzie Rose hits the stage at Cadillac Jack's tonight in Bloomington, it's definitely going to be an occasion to break out the Bandido. And so, Kenzie, thanks so much for what you're doing. Thanks for coming to Illinois. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks for having me. It was a great time talking to you.